with the piece that we're sitting by at the moment, the one called Amend, which, Laura, you're seeing it laying on the floor, but by the end of the day, it will be suspended in the space and kind of draping down and coming across the floor, comprised of a variety of denim cuffs and sort of pant legs, which she collected from seamstresses and tailors around Chicago. But there will also be a matrix, a table on the wall here that tells information about each of those people, including where they were from and their previous career. And I think an important part of this is that you actually have used their services, have worked with them, collected their oral histories, interviewed them. There were premiering some new pieces made from some of the denim scraps on which Haram has embroidered in gold stitching some components of those stories. So that information is available kind of a variety of ways too within this dedicated gallery.
It's just like, I was collecting the jean cuffs because my mom, the bulk of her work is sewing jeans, because designer jeans, or jeans in general, are just so long these days. And people like me are short. So it also came from that, right? In terms of my mom just constantly sewing and hemming these jeans, and having a bulk and pile of that around in our house all the time. And it does talk about histories of fashion and work and workers, right? I really wanted this piece to talk about the current moment as well, right? In terms of, we don't have to look at sweatshops to see, you know, exploitation of garment work, right? It's happening in the U.S. It's happening with immigrants working these really hard, long hour jobs and bringing it home where work is unregulated, and how we don't really think about that, how it's happening in prisons, you know? And so for me, this piece is really like, let's recognize that these sad realities of immigrant labor is happening here now. It's not invisible labor, it's very visible.